It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
I'm going to present
the
first topic to you guys, and it's going to be about Kawhi Leonard. Now, you guys know who Kawhi Leonard is, a superstar
out of Spurs.
What do you guys think the perception out there is of Kawhi Leonard? Where do you think a lot of people around the NBA, or not just around the NBA, a lot of sports analysts or writers are starting to say about Kawhi Leonard? What do you think he starts is talked about in ranking-wise?
I think that people are starting to say he's the best young wing in the league, the best, you know, two-way player. A lot of people are saying that. I know LeBron is, you know, overall regarded as the best, you know, two-way player, if you want to put that.
If you're Skip Bayless, you think Kawhi Leonard is the best in basketball.
But oh, yeah, he's a Spurs fan and a LeBron hater, so I disregard a lot of Skip Bayless's comments. But a lot of people think Kawhi is a best two-way player in the league.
But yeah, it seems
it's a pretty good argument. He has the numbers, and he is a good perimeter defender.
Hold up, he's been talked about in MVP talk as well. You know, we don't know what the MVP voting is going to happen. It already happened, but we don't know the results until after the playoffs on that silly little award show that TNT is doing on June 26th or something like that. But Kawhi Leonard, like you said, he's being perceived as, if not the best two-way player now in the NBA, one of the best, especially one of the best young players. He's now 25. He's been in the league since 2011. He's been around a couple years, but he's slowly progressing and becoming better and better. He averaged 25.5 points this year, 3.5 assists, and 5.8 rebounds per game. Now, what I want to school you guys about, or see if you guys agree with me and see if Thomas knows best on this, is Kawhi Leonard is nowhere near LeBron James as the best two-way player in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard does not deserve to be in the same sentence as LeBron James. And he does not deserve to be called one of the best two-way players because, yeah, he's averaging 25.5 points, but 3.5 assists, and you want to be called an offensive genius? Like LeBron James? LeBron James is far and away, okay, maybe defensively that's a different story, but far and away better offensively. He sets up his teammates like no one else does. He averaged like 9 assists, 9 rebounds, and 25 points this year. Kawhi Leonard averaged 3.5 assists. His career high assists in his career is 7. LeBron James averages more every single season. Averages more.
What does LeBron average?
He averaged like 8.8 assists this year. Kawhi Leonard's career high is 7. And he didn't even average 6 rebounds. So, yeah, he can score pretty well now. He's shooting pretty good. He shot 49% from the field, 25.5 points. But he doesn't set up his teammates. And now, defensively, yeah, he might be a better defensive stopper than LeBron James now in his career because LeBron James is 32 years old. And he's carrying that team. He doesn't really have too much energy to play on defense. But when you look at the numbers, when Kawhi Leonard is off the court, the San Antonio Spurs are a better defensive team without him on the court.
Because without him on the court?
Without him on the court. The numbers show that the Spurs are a better defensive team. You want to know why? Because it's part of the system. It's Greg Popovich. The best, in my opinion, the best NBA coach in history. It's part of the system.
I'd agree with that.
And what happens when you increase
He's one of at least.
What happens when you increase your offensive role? You have less effort to play defense, right?
True.
Mm-hmm. All right? You know, you have to put more energy into offense and carrying the team offensively. You don't get to focus on defense.
Yeah, it just happens naturally.
Yeah, it happens naturally. So he's not, stat-wise, the defensive guy that we think he is. So to put him in the same sentence as LeBron James is ridiculous. He is not the best two-way player in the NBA, and he won't be for maybe a couple years. And if he ever becomes the best two-way player, that means LeBron James is probably out of the league. Do I know best with my Kawhi Leonard stance here?
To an extent, you do. You have some good points, but it's a key word. He's not on the LeBron level yet. But I think he will get there. I'm not saying he will get to the point where he's as good as LeBron, because like you said, just from the standpoint of setting up your teammates and just the vision, I don't think he'll ever be LeBron. But from a scoring standpoint, I think he can be as good as him, if not surpass him.
Kawhi Leonard's rebounding numbers have gone down the last 3 years. Last 3 years, his rebounding numbers have gone down. His assists have barely gone up. His steals have gone down as well. His blocks went down from last year. The only thing that's gone up in the last few years is his points, which is understandable. But you know what the Spurs do when Kawhi Leonard's not on the court, when he doesn't play?
What do they do?
They win. They win. They have a winning record when he's not on, when he's not playing. What do the Cleveland Cavaliers do when LeBron James isn't playing?
They take L's.
Yeah, they're like 0-6 this year, and they're like 4-18 in the last few years when he doesn't play.
Wow. You know, overall, I think the Spurs have a better. I'll give them a little credit saying they have a better supporting cast. I think than Cleveland.
Is there a Kyrie Irving on San Antonio?
No, but I'm talking like bench player wise.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you as a whole. Patty Mills. As a whole and coaching.
Yeah.
You cannot. Coaching.
Tyronn Lue, Popovich.
But all right, let's play this role, Matt. If you switch LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, where are the Cleveland Cavaliers right now?
I think they're still in the playoffs. Obviously.
Are they the 2 seed and 3 games up on the Pacers? Probably not, right?
I
don't think they would be.
I don't think they would be either. But I don't think
I'm not saying they'd be. I don't think
it'd be that far off. I think it'd be a very different team. I think Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James are very different players. They don't even. I think, you know, they're obviously the number one scorer at least on their teams. But you know, they're groomed in different systems. LeBron came in at a time where he had to be the only player on his team, pretty much doing everything. Which is why his stats and stuff are so padded, and his averages and everything are so up, because he does everything and he's that kind of athlete and he's that kind of player. I think Kawhi Leonard is trying to still figure out what he can hone in on, but in the years that he was getting groomed by the Popovich system, he was.
Oh, is that your phone again?
That was my phone, man. The agent's calling, bro.
What are they
for Thomas Pinciero, man? They want him in the league.
Tell him to wait.
I'll tell him to wait.
You know, drink your Minute Maid.
You're a hot commodity, bro. They want you in the league, man.
Why aren't they? Give them my number.
All right, I told them that I'm your agent. So I mean, they call me. I guess I don't know.
Does that mean I got to give you commission?
That does mean 10%. We'll talk about that later, though.
Let's get into the second topic on Thomas Knows Best, where. Something that popped up in the end, we're going to switch to the NFL now. We're going to switch to the NFL. Something that we've talked about, not today, but we've talked about in the past, is Marshawn Lynch, right?
Beast mode.
He's trying to come back, right? He's trying to make a comeback.
I don't get fined.
I'm sorry about that, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm forcing you to be here, Matt. But he's trying to make a comeback.
Just give me some Skittles.
Is he technically traded to the Raiders? I think he's technically traded to the Raiders right now.
In technicality,
they don't have a contract.
How do you trade someone that retired?
I think he was still under contract, technically under with the Seahawks. So we don't know what they got in return.
Just like Marshawn Lynch.
All right, so Marshawn Lynch and the Oakland Raiders, currently they're talking about a contract. They're $1.5 million apart from each other.
That's not good.
They're $1.5 million apart from each other. I don't know what they're offering. I mean, I know running backs don't make too much money. I mean, Adrian Peterson was just cut for making like $10 million, I believe, and he's not gonna get close to that. Now, Marshawn Lynch, today's actually his birthday. Today's actually his 31st
birthday. Happy birthday, Marshawn Lynch.
Happy birthday, Beast Mode. You're now 31 years old. You haven't played in the league in a year. And last time we saw you, 2015. Other than the Super Bowl, you played 7 games. You played 7 games. You had 417 yards. You averaged 3.8 yards per carry. Does that sound like star caliber running back numbers to you,
Mo? No.
No, right? How many touchdowns did he have? Yeah, he had 3. He had 3 touchdowns the last season we saw him. And he hasn't played in a year. Do you know if he's still in shape?
I don't know. But my problem with him is, you know, as we know with running backs, age is a very big factor.
Yeah, and he's
not a speed back either. He's not a make you miss kind of guy. He's a downhill runner. Yeah. So that's
smash mouth you right in the head. He goes right at you.
Between the tackles, kind of running back.
He doesn't make people miss. And now he's 31 years old. And the last time we saw him, he played 7 games and had 417 yards on the season. And you're in a contract dispute with your hometown Oakland Raiders, and you're $1.5 million off base. You're 1.5. I mean, obviously, I don't know what Oakland is offering him. I don't know if they're lowballing him for 1 year, $2 million. But if I'm Marshawn Lynch and I want to come back, I'm almost taking anything because I know I don't have much left in my tank.
I think at this point, after especially Marshawn Lynch, like you said, you know, he didn't really play. Didn't sound like he really played a full year. He was hurt towards the end of the time that he was considered a starter in the NFL. You know, only played that 7 games and had that low yards per carry total. I think with a whole year off to be $1.5 million apart on a negotiating
table. That's on you, Marshawn. I don't know the details, but that's on you. Do I know Besmo? To kind of call out Marshawn Lynch here, like he's listening. I mean, not that partially. He's listening.
You know your facts.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on this because he's been out of the game for too long.
He could be a total bust.
He could be.